witty, literate, passionate, and gorgeous. Carmen Consoli is a superstar in her native Italy with 8 CDs behind her, but she's just released her first in the United States.
Al terzo mese di gravidanza isterica, già sul viso i morbidi tratti di maternità, diceva Maddalena sarebbe un nome particolare insieme a Sofia nel caso fosse maschio. Vincenzo Maria.
Carmen Consoli was in Washington this past week, wrapping up a short American tour, and she dropped by our studio. Welcome, Carmen Consoli. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm really honored to be here.
We were just talking. Tell me a little bit about your native Sicily. You draw so much inspiration from it. So what kind of place is it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful land. And the city where I come from is Catania, which rises between a fearful volcano and a crystal clear sea. So as you can see, I was born and bred between fire and water. So a land of contrasts that you can actually feel the breath of fire on your neck.
Is that Mount Etna?
Yeah.
The volcano?
Yeah, and it's still active. And it's wonderful. I really suggest you to visit it because it's wonderful. And the food is extraordinary, outstanding. And it's always sunny.
Well, you know, you've hooked me. I'm hooked. I wanted to ask you a little bit about this wonderful new album you have. You're here on an American tour, and this is your 8th album.
Yeah.
You're 32?
I'm 32, yeah.
You grew up with a dad who was a jazz guitarist, I believe.
Who's actually a jazz guitarist, a blues guitarist. So I grew up listening to different kind of music from Jimi Hendrix to Bossa Nova and going through Tarantella, which is our traditional kind of music. And my father taught me the first chords.
You know, I remember playing the tarantella as a little girl on the piano and being told that it was traditionally Sicilian and that it was a dance about spiders. Is that, or maybe I made that part
it's
up.
It's a bite of a spider.
Yeah.
A poisonous spider. And it's a restless, resounding rhythm. Mm. Echoing the strength of southern lands. Mm. And it's a mixture between Arabic scales and Greek nuances. It's wonderful. That's what I think. It's powerful.
Mm. I like it. We'll walk through this album a little bit. You have this new one out, Eva Contro Eva.
Yes.
Does that translate to Eve against Eve?
Exactly. But it's also the Italian translation for a very famous movie whose undeniable beauty everybody has acknowledged, that was All About Eve, with Bette Davis. As we remember, the movie is a story of a betrayed friendship, a kind of broken commitment, and Eve is the guilty character.
Right.
But Eve is also the very beginning of human history, which is to say the mother. Eve is a character in front of a choice to make between weakness and pureness, between slavery and freedom, between good and evil. That's why all the characters in this album, this album is kind of a journey, starting from Eve mm-hmm. as the mother, going through painful characters, trying to find a reconciliation with themselves. And they are all Eve's offsprings.
Would you be willing to perform
yeah,
this song
of
for
course,
us? Yeah,
of course.
Okay, great. Okay.
Oh, can you give me my guitar?
Yes.
Guardami negli occhi, spogliati da ogni falsità. Quell'aura di purezza tradisce diaboliche anomalie. E sai di cosa sto parlando? Di cosa ho bisogno? Eppure avrai il coraggio. coraggio di chiamare l'evidenza casualità. Bramosia e doppiezza complottano con la più efferata crudeltà. E sai di cosa sto parlando? È che mentire non è il rimedio ad un torto.
Bravo.
Grazie.
That was wonderful. Could I read just what is the refrain here in English?
Yeah.
Look into my eyes, take off all falsehood. The aura of pureness reveals fiendish anomalies. And you know what I mean. And you know what I mean. And you are running away from that filthy monster that you have created, that restless sleep. Your fans call this a sort of a roots album for you. Can you explain that for me?
Yeah, this album deeply mirrors Sicilian traditions. For instance, we have rediscovered, I say we because I work along with a band, we have rediscovered an ancient sound of an instrument as a flute called friscaletto.
Friscaletto.
Carved in cane and used by shepherds, which stand for the characteristic sound of Sicilian traditions. And we really, how can I say, we took this ancient nuance.
Your English is amazing, by the way.
From the chest of the past.
From the treasure chest of the past.
From the chest of the past.
You know, it's one thing for people to be poetic in their own language, but to be poetic in the language they learn, that's really a bravo. Could we ask Francesco, who's traveling with you, and a member of your band and your manager, to play for us. The instrument again is called the
friscaletto,
and it looks a little bit like half of a recorder.
Yeah, the song we're gonna play now is about a girl who lives in a small country village near Catania, whose name is Maria Catena, which means Mary in chain. And in this small country village, Mary Chain is patiently waiting her turn to receive the Holy Communion. And in the end, the priest refuses to give Mary Chain the Holy Communion, confirming that destiny was already written in her name. Maria Catena attendeva paziente il turno per la comunione. Quella domenica Cristo in croce sembrava più addolorato di altri giorni. Il vecchio prelato assolveva quel gregge da più di vent'anni dai soliti peccati. Cristo in croce sembrava quanto avvilito dai vizietti di provincia. Primo fra tutti il ricorso sfrenato, il pettegolezzo imburrato, infornato e mangiato. Quale prelibatezza e meschina delizia per palati volgari, larghe bocche d'amianto, fetide come acque stagnanti. Cristo in croce sembrava più infastidito dalle infamie che dai chiodi. Maria Catena, anche tu conosci quel nodo che sta
pianto strozzato da rabbia e amarezza, da colpe che in fondo non hai e stai ancora scontando l'ingiusta condanna nel triste girone della maldicenza. E ti chiedi se più che un dispetto il tuo nome sia stato un presagio.
Thank you, Francesco. Oh, that was, you know, it was breaking my heart because you had the lightness of the gossip against this woman in this tragic story of how she's victimized by slander and gossip and refused communion. But why the almost whimsical melody instead of a dark, you know, sort of...
Because it's a peculiarity in Sicilian music. We have happy melodies in sad content. It's the contrast, I told you before, between fire and water. And in this case, I wanted to talk about the power of spoken word. At the beginning, it was the verb, and sometimes words are more effective than facts.
These ideas are really fully developed. You know, it's not unusual for songwriters to take an aspect of love or politics and say, I thought here about how you feel after someone you love has left, or, you know, but your ideas are almost like little novellas, you know. I mean, you have deeply embroidered text here that you're basically singing to us.
Thank you. I like to portray characters, and I'm like a puppeteer moving my puppets, and there is a part of... Sometimes I have a side dialogue with my characters, and it's like expressing a part of myself.
Would you do one thing for me before you leave us? Could you play a tiny bit of a tarantella? Is that possible?
Yes,
on the
of course.
Tu ti lamenti, ma chi ti lamenti? Piglia lo bastone e tira fuori le denti. Tu ti lamenti, ma chi ti lamenti? Piglia lo bastone e tira fuori le denti. Tu ti lamenti, ma chi ti lamenti? Piglia lo bastone e tira fuori le denti. Tu ti lamenti, ma chi ti lamenti? Piglia lo bastone e tira fuori.
You can hear the rest of this tarantella and songs from Carmen Consoli's new CD at our website, npr.org. Tomorrow on our program, the life of the real mother in the best-selling memoir, Running with Scissors, a visit with poet Margaret Robison. For today, that's All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden.